We mentioned in passing yesterday, Cher, that not only is there a prohibition against taking care of business activities or work, your own needs before tefillah, but it's also prohibited in the morning to set off on a journey before you daven shacharit. This is again the same passage in the Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Yud Daled and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Tet Sif Gimel, which says you're not allowed to go on a journey in the morning until you've davened the Shemona Esrei. And then, as we mentioned yesterday, there's the comments of the Rama that there are those who are makel, that if you've said Birchot HaShachar, that you can do, but it's correct to be machmir. And we flagged up the view of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Levush that really one shouldn't rely on that lenient view cited by the Rama. So in any event, this is a practical scenario that can come up. A person, let's say, you're going out for the day. So you want to go to, I don't know, be at Kew Gardens, whatever it is, early. You think you'll go head off early and you'll daven in the car park there. Or you're going up to Manchester. You think Sunday morning you'll leave at 6 a.m., be able to drive up in 3 hours whilst the roads are clear. And then you'll daven when you get to your destination. So that's not permissible. Mishnah Berurah says that even if you've got the opportunity to daven in a minyan within Zman Tefillah at your destination, it's still not permissible because there is an intrinsic prohibition against setting off on a journey for your own purposes before you've davened the Tefillah. It's putting your own needs before the needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, one is allowed to do that. There are, however, a couple of exceptions. So one mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham is that if the train is going at a particular time and you need to get the train, and if you miss it, then you're stuck. So then you are allowed to daven en route or when you get to your destination. So it might be that if there's a, you know, a particular bus or train leaving a flight, leaving at a particular time, then you could daven whilst you're on your journey or when you get to your final destination. Would be presumably best to say Birchot HaShachar before you leave. Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Chet, Siman Yud Chet, has an interesting question, which is very practical. We have here people who they live in Northwest London or in the suburbs, whatever, they work in town. So they want to leave early, drive into town to miss all the traffic, and then daven in town at one of the minyanim in town. Is that going to be permissible? Or do they have to daven before they leave? And then they've got, if they wait for a minyan, they're going to be very, very late for work. Or they're going to have to daven bichiduk, they're going to have to daven without a minyan. So what should they do? So Rav Vosner says, in that case, it can be regarded as shat hadachak, and therefore they can head on, again, say, you know, birchot hashachar before they leave home, and then drive into town and daven when they get there, because that's regarded as a shat hadachak. They don't have a reasonable other option. Question comes up. It's come up in my experience. Perhaps you've got to collect somebody early at the airport. So you've got to be at the airport, say, at 7 o'clock or 7:30. You can't daven in shul. So maybe you've even got to be at the airport before shul would be. You've got to pick somebody up from the airport at 6:30. You can be back in Northwest London to daven in a minyan at 8 o'clock or 8:30. What should you do in that case? Obviously, if it's in the winter, you might well be leaving home before it's Zman Tefillah. But in the summer, it's light out already. Is it best that you should daven first, bichidut, and then go and collect the person from the airport? Or is it better that you should collect the person from the same mitzat brachot, go and collect the person from the airport, then come back and daven? So it always seemed to me that it would be better to daven bichidut, and then go off on to get the person from the airport, and then you're done because you're not allowed to do your own things before before tefillah. But from this tshuva of Rav Vosner, it seems that maybe this would be regarded as a shat hadachak, that you haven't got any reasonable alternative. You can't daven be with a minyan before you go. So why should you sacrifice davening with a minyan? It's not just like you're going on a pleasure trip and you fancy getting off to an early start, but this is when you have to be there. It's no different to Ein Hashayara Memtenet. And so it would seem that there are good grounds to say, in actual fact, you should say Birkot HaShachar and then daven in a minyan when you get back from collecting your friends or whoever it is from the airport. Ad kan.